An Echaco Valley Secondary School, NVSS, reunion is scheduled from June 28 to 30 at the Vanderhoof Arena, announced Don Rudland, one of the event's organizers. This reunion warmly welcomes former students, educators, janitors, support staff, and bus drivers who were part of the NVSS community during the 1950s, 1960s, and 1970s. The organizing committee primarily comprises individuals who were students in the late 1960s and early 1970s, including Susan Manwaring, Karen Reeves, Leslie Osnes, John Almond, Larry Svensson, Don Rudland, Debbie Svensson, Margaret Hall, Michelle Vanis, and Janet Bangs. The organizers aim to embrace everyone who influenced the lives of NVSS attendees during those three decades. I realize that we are getting older and events like this will be the last for some of us, so helping put this event together is really important to me, said Rudland. The reaction from past students and teachers has been amazing, which tells me it is important for a lot of people. So helping put together a weekend that so many people will rekindle old friends and make new ones is worth the work involved, he added. The festivities will kick off on Friday, June 28, with a school tour in the late afternoon, followed by a meet and greet at the arena in the evening, featuring appetizers, refreshments, and live music. On Saturday, June 29, Rudland promises a day packed with activities, including golf for enthusiasts and various other planned events to be detailed once confirmed. These potential activities encompass a riverboat tour of the Upper Nechaco, an antique car show, a captivating slide presentation by 1964 grad Rand Rudland showcasing global wildlife, and a tour of the sturgeon facility. Organizers are also arranging pickleball games. The evening of June 29 will have a dinner, awards ceremony, and dance starting at 6 p.m., with nostalgic tunes from the 50s, 60s, and 70s, promising a trip down memory lane. Sunday features a leisurely pancake breakfast and social gathering. Additionally, plans are underway to participate in the July 1st parade, contingent upon approval from the District of Vanderhoof. RV parking details will soon be available. The organizers are encouraging people who plan on attending and have not officially registered to do so as soon as possible.